This is Wade Rath with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The 10 highest spending Medicare areas in the country are Miami, McAllen, Texas, Monroe, Louisiana, Houston, Alexandria, Louisiana, Lafayette, Shreveport, Baton Rouge, all in Louisiana, Fort Lauderdale, and Metairie, Louisiana. Michigan, Massachusetts, and Maryland are all debating getting rid of film tax credits for Hollywood and other movie makers. In Louisiana, there's a debate of capping credits at $300 million. New York and California continue to be big. With new governmental accounting standards, all states will finally be forced to reveal the full level of their unfunded retirement liabilities along with their debts in their balance sheet. Boko Haram in Nigeria has attempted to disrupt voting in the presidential election. 12 people have died. Sales of CDs decreased by 14.9% in 2014, according to Nielsen. Corporate board of directors seem to be living with golden handcuffs for their management. A 2014 survey found that only two-thirds of directors communicated with even institutional investors and that over half had not discussed company policies about such communications. Professor Nordhaus of Yale has proposed climate clubs to deal with global warming. A climate club is a group of countries that agree to create incentives for people to reduce carbon emissions while also erecting tariff barriers on imports from countries that don't join the club. Florence, Colorado is the site of the most restrictive maximum security prison in the country, sometimes called the Alcatraz of the Rockies. Indiana law allowing religious conservatives to refuse to serve gays has provoked calls to boycott the state's athletic events, condemnation from the NCAA about college sports, and activity by human rights groups. World Health Organization counters the EPA position and says that Roundup, the weed killer, causes cancer in humans. Arkansas and South Carolina, the only states that give personal tax credits and deductions as a form of reimbursement for private school tuition and expenses. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and KABF FM 88.3 at www.kabf.org.